This Carrie and Tommy catch-up gives you easy access to all the bits you may have missed. The new Tradie Baby Zipsters feature a two-way zip to give you easy access from the top to the bottom of your little one. Tradie Baby. Tiny, tough.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, afternoon, Australia. Welcome to an amazing Monday. Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, I'm so excited about this week.
Oh, me too. Tommy Little, good to see you.
Oh, my gosh. Well, countdown is kind of over because today's the
first day. Well, it depends what we're counting down for.
Oh, hang on.
So I'm counting down for the Spice Girls.
The journey begins today.
Oh.
What are you counting down for?
Well, I was counting down to when we give away the first tickets to come on the Spicy Meatball Tour.
Which is today. Yay! First lucky winner. This trip's so incredible.
Isn't it?
You're going to London, going to Bologna, get to hang out with us. We get to hang out with Hughes and Kay.
Worth $12,000.
Over
$12,000 for this trip.
A lot of people call it priceless.
It is, because you get to see the Spice Girls over in Wembley.
Well, I mean,
they performed across the weekend too. I was trying to live stream it. I was trying to watch it. Audio wasn't great because I was trying to live stream it, but that's fine. It'll be great when we're there in person.
The kinks out by the time we're there. Heaps of other stuff coming up on the show. What do you got next for me, Vickers?
Well, later in the show, our listeners have a massive issue with us that we need to discuss. Yeah. And I don't think it's anything to do with the Spice Girls. I think the Spice Girls trip is the only thing keeping people listening right now.
Because
they
are
very unhappy with you.
Too much in the world of cosmetic surgery?
It's a new week. Can we put that into last week and move on from me not having gotten my lips done? But up next, simple chat about where you got stuck.
Great. Love it.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, what you wouldn't do if you're an adult is try and squeeze yourself into a Tradie Baby Zipster, would you?
Well, I'd give it a go, but I reckon I'd learn my lesson.
You'd get stuck, wouldn't you?
I'd get stuck because you're
Like adults in children's playgrounds, when you try to squeeze yourself into their little play equipment, you get stuck, which is what I want to talk about now. Yes, it's true. I'm unhappy to be stuck with you.
That's a bit of a long one there.
Good to see Bickmore's keeping up the tradition of making openers out of songs that we've never played on this station.
Oh, no, we got other songs. We've got a whole lot for this little break. Give us another one, Buzz.
Yeah. Are they all from
the
40s?
Waste them all too early.
Well, have we got a bit of Roy Orbison or something?
I'm stuck on you. Got this feeling down
deep in my soul that I just can't lose. My favourite one is this, though, because we're talking about playgrounds. This used to be my playground. Is it Madonna?
Is that Madonna?
It is.
I was about to say it sounded like it was from the 60s, and so we were both accurate.
Okay, so there's this thing going around on, is it Reddit?
Can I just give
what
you
is
a
it
quick...
on today?
Board Panda.
What's Board Panda?
It's a site.
Is that a website?
Yeah.
Is that where this is from?
Yeah.
What's Board Panda?
I've never heard of Board Panda. Anyway,
it's been a long time
is...
since you've bought us some stuff from goodhousekeeping.com, your other favourite website.
This is Board Panda, and all it is images of adults stuck in kids' playgrounds. Yeah. There's a dad that is stuck in one of those twisty poles that you climb up, and he's climbed in the middle.
Amazing.
And he's stuck.
You know, I love that. You know how the circle
stuck
tire
in the baby swings,
the circle tire swing. A woman's her ass has fallen through it, so her legs, her knees are hitting her head, and her bum stuck through the bottom of it.
There's one of those kiddie slides, a little kiddie play gym, and a dad's tried to go through it, so his legs are hanging out one side and his head's stuck out. What about the cubby house? There's a wooden cubby house, and obviously the dad's been playing inside, and then he thought he'd poke his head through the little window, and he's poked his head through the window. He can't get it back. Yeah.
It's very good. It's so good when the kids are standing around them trying to free them.
What about the spring rocking thing? So you climb on them. They're tiny little things. They rock back and forth really quickly and really erratically.
Yes.
They're really bad for knocking, chipping your teeth, actually. That's how Evie chipped her front tooth on one of those. But there's a dad that's climbed on one and he's stuck. And the first image is him stuck in it. And the second image of him is the whole thing
over
on the side, broken. That was his solution, but now he's stuck in it, broken on the floor. He still can't get out.
You know, can I tell you about my favourite stuck of all time?
Yeah.
Because on 131060, we'd love to hear where'd you get stuck. Because you know the filthy French and how they like to sunbathe in the nude a lot?
Yeah.
My favourite stuck story was a guy who sunbaked nude on one of these benches that was like slats, like wooden slats.
Yeah.
And his nuts went through the slats, but then expanded in the heat and couldn't get them.
Well,
back
hold on, the nuts
up.
Did or the wood so, expanded?
So he sat down on it and it was obviously quite cold, and so his nuts slipped through the gap. But then as he lay there, they expanded because of the heat. And so he went to stand up.
He went to
stand up and his nuts were stuck on the other side. And they had to come and saw the thing.
Saw what? His nuts off?
No, they didn't saw his nuts off, mate. They saw the bench. Why do you think they saw it? Imagine not finding out that till afterwards. Here we go. We've sawn your nuts off. Why didn't you just saw the bench?
And you just thought they were sawing the bench and they went, good. Yeah. They just told them up. Yeah. Remember that time I got stuck in that when I was being driven back from R&B Fridays
Live? Where did you get your nuts
live?
Stuck?
No, just where did you get stuck? I was driving back from R&B Fridays Live. Remember in the back of that car and I got cold? So I put my hands into my outfit and then I got stuck in my outfit and I couldn't open the door to get the driver had to open the back door and then I had to shuffle out of the car.
How did you knock on the door? How did you knock on the door?
What do you mean?
How did you knock on the, like, because then didn't you have to get up to your front door with your arms in your dress?
Yes, I did.
And so then did you just bang on it with your shoulder?
I don't remember.
Oh, that's so good.
Just me with our arms strapped calling, Chris!
All right, give us a call, 131060. What did you get stuck in?
Yes, it's true. Yes,
oh, good song, Buzz.
Little.
Right now, we're doing Where'd You Get Stuck? There's a whole lot of parents, I should say dads, have got themselves stuck in playground equipment.
Sorry.
Swings.
Sorry.
Slides.
Buzzy.
Yeah.
I just feel like if you guys are going to do the stuck music, you need to make sure the stuck reference isn't a minute into the song.
All right. There we go.
Buzz, you were telling us before you almost drowned.
I nearly drowned myself when I was about 13 because I put floaties on my feet thinking I could stand on the pool water. But what happened is I actually dunked my head under and didn't have the body strength to pull them off. So I was there like flailing like an idiot trying to get them off.
I could see you doing that now as an adult.
I'd sink. No floaties would hold me up.
I had a mate who had an argument that he reckons that the hose would work as a snorkel. And so cut a long length of hose and then tied rocks around his feet. And so then walked down to the bottom. And then, of course...
It didn't.
And then I watched him panic as he tried to run up the shower.
You were saying before about how at a Christmas all of your nieces got the
the extended family got those mermaid tails.
Mermaid tails.
It was like Christmas Day and all the extended family got those mermaid tails, all the little kids, and they all jumped in the pool and didn't realise you can't swim with one of those mermaid tails on and we're just madly plucking, drowning kids out of the water.
Enza, where did you get stuck?
7 months pregnant in a McDonald's slide. I got wedged. Inside a slide. Because my 13-month-old wanted to go to Macca's and I said, no dramas, and she got stuck and so did I.
Oh, Enza.
How did you get out, Enza?
Oh, man, it felt like an hour. I think it was like 10 minutes by the time I literally wiggled my way out of this.
Is there any moment, Enza, where you just thought, oh, well, that's it, this is where I'm having birth?
Well, I hope not because it was a caesarean. I'd be in big trouble.
Can you imagine someone waiting at the other end and all of a sudden just a baby slides out?
Coming down the slide. should we go to Ruben? Ruben from Queensland, where'd you get stuck?
There you go, mate.
Yeah, living the dream. What happened?
I got stuck in a 4X carton about 3 years old.
How long were you in there, do you know?
Oh, well, I was in there for a while. It took my mum, I don't know, a little bit to go and get the camera and take a photo. I'm bloody 24 now and she's still got it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's great.
Ebony, where did you get stuck?
My siblings thought it would be a good idea to fold me up in one of those old school fold up beds, and I was stuck in there for about 10 minutes because it wouldn't come out.
The one that goes
is that those
in...
funny clips you see, the hospital beds that open and
yeah,
close?
Yeah, no, not one of those, like, one of those old school ones that fold up into three and then you, like, lift it and put it in the couch.
Oh. Ebony?
Yes.
Ebony, were you in the couch?
Yeah, no, I was in the couch.
Awesome.
The cushions on top.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, where's the girl that called up and said you got her head stuck in a letterbox? She was fine.
I'm not sure, mate. The way you are selecting which caller you're going to is completely rogue. I know. Because what's happening?
I think I'm looking at something different.
Is your phone box on a different setting or something?
I think my phone box is on a different setting.
I'm scared you're just going to go to a name of someone we don't have.
Have you got Tracy?
All right, Winston? No?
Winston's my dog's name.
Okay.
Where did he get stuck? Tracy, where did you get stuck?
I got stuck in a mammogram machine.
Is
that your boobs, Trace?
Yes.
And aren't you meant to get stuck there for a short time?
For half an hour until the technicians came and undid the latch.
How long did your boobs stay flat for?
Half an hour, yeah. It was horrendous.
Have you had kids yet, Trace?
Yes.
Because, I mean, they're already flat and hanging after a half an hour in a mammogram. Folding them back up. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Okay, so something we did last week I think needs to become a weekly segment. We need an opener. And it's me texting the wrong person.
Oh, I thought it was going to be me sucking snot out of your nose.
No, but we need to discuss that because it was very controversial that. I've had more than anything we've ever done in our radio relationship, I've had people talk to me about that and they have very strong views both ways.
More than when you birthed me?
Yes, more than when I birthed you.
And your friends were repulsed by the idea.
Kind.
Oh, gross. At least I've got both ends of you covered.
Okay, so you know what happened here, but
yes.
For the people, okay, so we're training to do this Point to Pinnacle, this big run, which we will fill everybody in more about later in the year.
You
but it's in November,
it.
And it's the world's toughest half marathon right up a hill. And now I haven't been running because I'm coming back from having a baby and I've got bad pelvic floor and too much information. So anyway, I'm slowly doing the couch to 5K, which is you run, walk, run, walk, run, walk. And I've gotten to the point where I can run continuously without stopping. And I was so excited that I took a selfie of myself running and sent it to you and to Hamish McDonald, who is from the project, who's also doing the run with
us. Yes, and I actually thought when I first got it, I was like, oh, great, this is the start of a little group messaging thing and we can all kind of send training shots. Great.
It's funny that you thought that because you didn't reply, but good.
No, because I told you in my reply I was waiting till I was going to send you a photo running.
Whatever. This still made me feel like a loser.
Okay.
Anyway, I didn't hear back from any of you. None of you in the group message thing that we've got happening now responded to my message. And then I woke up in the morning and I had a message from Hamish. I was like, oh, fun. I've got to open my phone to find it. Yeah. Hold on. Yeah. Mum's got to find it in her phone again. This
okay, so we just need – do you have any 25-minute songs, Buzz?
Yeah.
I blame
maybe
my new
American Pie.
A live version of Stairway to Heaven?
What about
something like that?
A bit of elevator music.
Okay, I've got it.
Carrie's managed to unlock her phone. Now just to get to the messages.
Hamish texts back, huge exclamation mark, this is me contemplating a giant hike up a mountain, exclamation mark, in brackets, then going left because it seemed a bit rainy and I was hungover, close brackets. You've got this, mate, full stop. There's no I in team, but there is a yay in 4 K's.
Yes.
4 K's.
Very
funny. Anyway, I thought, funny, I also thought, not very Hamish McDonald, that message.
No,
interesting.
There wasn't one mention of Fedora and how we should bring them down and unequal pay amongst the
and
Uber
politics.
Economy. Yeah.
And I also thought it was funny that he chose to not go up the mountain, this Hamish, because our Hamish is very fit
and
loves a run.
Yeah. Did you also find something interesting about how he looked in the photo?
Okay, so then I looked at the picture
and
I thought, why is Hamish McDonald sending me a picture of Hamish Blake at the bottom of a mountain? And it took me about a minute to go, oh, no, you idiot. That person texting you back is Hamish Blake. You send a selfie of you running to the wrong person.
Yeah. Do you know what's great about this, Bickers?
Yeah.
I reckon it could be a recruiting plan.
Well, because, okay, so then I wrote back to, then I was so embarrassed, right? You still hadn't responded. So it was just me and Hamish having a two-way chat on a three-way message. Yeah. And I was like, well, how do I deal with this? So I wrote to him and I said, I mean, I really appreciate you responding, Hamish, but let's be honest, you were wondering why the F I'm sending you photos of me running. Laughy face, laughy face. That message was meant for Hamish McDonald and Tommy. We're doing the world's toughest half marathon in Tassie in November together. You are welcome to join, which is the idea you're going with here. Ha ha, have a good day. And he wrote back, God, that makes way more sense. I thought because I'd had dinner with Tommy a few weeks ago and we chatted about his marathon, maybe he'd misrepresented me as this guy who's deeply invested in anybody's running of any distance of any kind. He said, I'll politely decline the half, but I'm not totally out for finish line beers. But now that I'm invested, please keep me updated.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We touched on it a moment ago, and I think it's fair to say the people of this great country need an apology from you, Tommy Little, because
you did
something last week that they are finding repulsive. They've contacted us through our Instagram page. Mm-hmm. A lot of friends and family have spoken to me personally.
Have they?
And they've all said, we cannot believe Tommy would do that. That is disgusting.
Do you know what the messages I've had? It's so funny that you've had those messages.
Yeah.
I've had these messages and they've been saying, I thought Carrie was meant to be your friend, and the fact that she made you do that makes me think of her in a whole different light. Well, like, I used to think she was Australia's sweetheart, and now I just think she's a snot-filled bully. That's what they've been saying.
Well, our first comment on our Instagram to do with what we're about to play you says, oh, my God, the friendship you both have is truly amazing. I love my friend, but I wouldn't do this for you. So people think we're such good friends. That's why you've done this for me. But if in case you've just joined us and you don't know what we're talking about, this is what Tommy thought he would do last week.
You are an absolute stitch-up.
Have a listen.
Last week, Addy was sick with the cold.
No. I'm not doing it. You're going to try and make me suck snot out her nose, and I don't want to do it. This is disgusting.
Sonda brought in this little contraption. Okay. So I want you to suck out my snot because I've now got a cold.
Oh!
One.
Yes.
Two.
Yes.
Go.
I can't listen to our own radio show.
Well, you along with most of Australia, because most of the comments on our Instagram are, I am sorry, but I had to change radio stations, vomit emoji. Just to be clear, I feel
I'm stuck here. I can't change stations.
You didn't actually swallow my snot. In this thing, the snot goes into a filter, and all you are doing is breathing air to make it do this.
Why are you doing the clarifying when all you had to do was sit there with a rocket up your nose? I can do the clarifying of exactly how horrific it felt.
But can you clarify to people that you didn't actually breathe in any snot or anything gross like that?
I breathed in your internal air from your whole inside of your head.
It was warm and thick.
And it made me dry reach straight away.
Anyway, we've got Tyra, our social media expert. What is that noise?
What is that noise?
What's that?
Apparently that's the snot.
No, my God.
I have to have a word with James about that. That doesn't sound right.
Tyra, give us a rough idea. Do you feel like that's a segment we should replay another day or not?
Well, the comments have been going crazy. Like, so many people have said that they couldn't listen to it on air, but they have gone and watched the video. So,
is that good or bad then?
I mean, it's good because people have obviously gone to watch it, but a lot of people have commented and just said that, like, they were gagging but laughing in their car.
I mean, I think you're currently filtering out the worst because I have read some of them. Let's be honest. I reckon 50% of our listeners are never coming back.
Still, I mean, I don't know how nobody feels sorry for me in this whole thing.
Someone did comment and say,
someone,
there is an electric version of this. So.
Oh, we could try that
joking?
Next.
Amazing. Are you joking? that I get replaced by a machine?
Yeah, so if we had the electric version, then maybe, you know, we wouldn't have so many.
Oh, you don't want to be replaced by a machine.
Well, I don't want to be put out of a job completely, no.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
With Vodafone,
you can land home without landing a big bill.
With Carrie and Tommy and Husey and Kate, get ready to roam London and Italy for That's a Spicy Meatball Tour.
It is happening. Carrie and Tommy and Husey and Kate are heading to London and Bologna thanks to Vodafone. Travel fearlessly with Vodafone $5 roaming. Use your plan in 80 countries for just $5 a day. The first one going off right now.
Oh, my.
Do you want to do the dialing? Go on, get your phone out.
Okay, Buzzy, are you ready?
I'm ready. Here we go.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm nervous.
Well,
what
this
if she
is...
doesn't answer?
It's kind of life-changing, right? It's only 2 weeks away.
Hello.
Hi, is that Belinda?
Yes.
Hi, Belinda. My name's Tommy Little. I'm not here alone. There's someone else here.
Hey, Belinda. It's Carrie Wickmore calling. How are you going?
Oh, my God. Hello.
We just thought we'd call and say hi. How's your day going?
Yeah, it's good. My day's great. It's freezing, but it's good.
Hey, Belinda, just to confirm, you did enter to come and see the Spice Girls with us, right?
I so did. Yes, I did.
That's great. We were just calling to confirm all the details of the people who have entered. Thanks, Belle. You have a great day.
Oh, okay. You guys too. Love listening to you both.
Okay.
Take care. Before you go, Belle, just before you go, also.
Yeah.
You've won. You're coming to see the Spice Girls.
Yes! Oh, my God. Yes! Oh, my God. Remember to the left if you're having a good time. Oh, my God.
Belle, you are coming to see the Spice Girls live at Wembley Stadium in London. Then we're going to party with Husey and Kate in Bologna. This is the trip of a lifetime.
Oh, my God, this is. Thank you so much.
Hey, Belinda, who are you bringing?
I'm bringing my cousin, Shirlene.
Okay.
I'm bringing Shirlene.
I'm sorry to play with your emotions a bit there. We just thought we'd have fun.
I was going to cry.
Oh. Does Shirlene know that you might bring her?
She knows. I've told her from day one when I entered that she would be coming with. So,
do you think we should call Shirlene now?
Call Shirlene. Let's do it. Let's call her.
Okay. Do you want to tell her or do you want us to tell her?
No, I used to tell her.
Okay.
It's ringing.
Do people often say, Shirlene?
Hello, Shirlene speaking.
Hey, Shirlene. It's Carrie and Tommy here. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
Pretty good.
That was a knowing chuckle then, Shirlene.
OMG. Oh, my goodness.
Hey,
Shirlene. Can you hear Belinda?
Hey, Shirlene. That's all I want to know.
Shirlene, you're coming to see the Spice Girls!
Oh, my goodness! Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. We're going on the Spicy Meatball Tour. Oh, my goodness, Belinda. Oh, this is crazy. I know. Oh, my goodness. I'm all ready.
Have you got passports? Do you know where they are? Are you ready to start packing your bags? What do you need to do to get in order to go?
Passports are ready. They're there. They're valid.
Oh, good.
We just have to go and get our hair coloured, our nails done. We're ready.
Well, you know what, Belinda? I reckon to get you in the mood, you and Shirlene, I reckon you've got to pick a Spice Girls tune. We'll bang it on for you now, and we will see you in London.
Oh, that's awesome.
What song do you want?
One of these has to be Wannabe, doesn't it?
Good, because that's what we had lined up to play.
Belinda, Shirlene, we will see you on That's a Spicy Meatball Tour. If you want to be like Belinda and Shirlene and get over there with us and Husey and Kate, all you've got to do is download the Hit app or your local station app. The boarding pass is on there, and tomorrow another winner will be announced.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, my mate's got a TV show up, Bickers, and it is starting tonight. It's starting tonight on Channel 10 at 9:30. His name's Troy Kinney. The show is called Kinney Tonight. Hey, Troy.
Hey, thank you for having me. Thank you, Tommy.
Would you call
yourselves
mates? Because Tommy before said you were friends, and then as we started interrogating him, he went, yeah, I mean, he's overseas a lot.
As I walk in, we become a bit more chummy. That happened, yesterday I had a tradesman come over. And I realise as I've got a tradie in my house, I just become more blokey and start swearing more. I'm just like, yeah, bloody thing's crapped itself, mate. I don't know what's going on. You just change. It's disgusting.
Do you ever offer to give a hand?
Yeah.
Like, mate, if you need a...
Yeah, I always pretend I knew what the problem was too. Yeah, I thought it might have been the rotary thing. I just didn't want to touch it. Absolutely no idea.
First things first, can we clear up what time the show is on, because I've heard 9:30, I've heard 9:40.
Your guess is as good as mine. Okay. I've been telling people 9:40, but I guess your safest bet is to say 9:30.
Is this a cunning thing by Channel 10 just to like treat them mean and keep them keen?
Yeah, sure. And
leave them guessing what time it starts.
And let have you been paying attention carry on longer if they want, I guess.
Now you've been doing heaps of stuff online for a long time now, but for people that don't know what you are all about, talk to us about what this show is gonna be. It's a mix of things, a mix of skit,
it's
comedy, how's
it
going to work?
So we've tried to bring, I guess, the internet feel to TV and keep, because we know these days, even myself.
So porn?
Yeah. You know, like if you see a
comedy,
YouTube clip.
Comedy, yep. That's,
if something's 3 minutes long, I don't even click on it. So you've got to keep people's attention span. So we've got lots of little, we call them one-liners, you know, things never said by, things never said at a bar at 3 a.m. is one of them, things like, and we have strategically interjected them throughout the show, so that's your little hit of energy when you need it. And it's honestly, it's 50% live, so there's a bit of stand-up, there's games, there's sketches. So I've got a couple of people on for interview. I don't have the ability to do a real interview, so we're playing like stupid games.
Right.
We've got Angie Kent, the Bachelorette. She's on tonight, and what I did with her is, and it was weird because I'd only met her like that day.
Yeah.
And because she's going off into the land of love to find love, obviously, on The Bachelorette. My theory is, as soon as you get loved up, you got to delete Tinder off your phone. So we gave her a last hurrah. We played a game of Tinder charades where instead of guessing movies, you had to mime to each other actual messages that people have sent to each other on Tinder that were screenshots. Sounds like fun to watch. Not that much fun to do when you've just met someone for 5 minutes.
What, you acting them out together?
Yeah, like I'd act it out and she'd have to guess what it is. Like, no, not necessarily.
I thought you meant you'd get...
It was just random messages that they put up there.
You thought Troy realised he couldn't interview his guests, so he'd just try and route them. Is that one of those? So we've got our first guest on.
I mean, brave.
Yeah. Just breaking in my pickup lines on the guest.
It's a type of Tinder game where I just try and chat you up and we see how it goes. Exactly like on Tinder.
And as far as I'm concerned, the game's still going, Tommy.
So are you living, are you based here in Oz or are you based overseas?
I'm based in Australia, yeah.
Why are you? I always see you, you're either in LA or you're in Thailand.
Yeah, well, it's sort of...
It's quite specific.
And I figure it's when you're running flush with money or you're not.
Yeah. Probably the only time I post Instagram is when I'm in Thailand or LA. Yeah. So, but it sort of happened by accident when I was doing the Kinney show on 7Mate. I accidentally went to Thailand. I knew I was going, but I was going to cancel the holiday. It was with a girlfriend, but we had broken up by the time the holiday came around.
And you still went on the holiday?
And I went and did writing for the show by myself. And I got like everything done in a week because I just had no distractions. So now I've got in my head that if I need to even write just one joke, it's like, well, I've got to go to Thailand. I can't get
you got
to
break up
unless...
with your girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no way I can do this without a coconut and a pina colada in hand. God, I don't know.
Do you have the same problem that Tommy has where he meets a girl and within a week he's invited away overseas?
No, I have the opposite problem.
Well, they move overseas after they've met you? mate, you've been funny for such a long time. I'm so excited to see the show tonight. Congratulations on it. It's going to be great. It is tonight, 9:30-ish on Channel 10. Make sure you check out Kinney tonight. Troy Kinney, thank you, brother.
Thanks so much, guys.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yes, and we are all around the world right now. Katie's back in Bologna, guys.
Hey. We're going to be there soon.
We just
I'm
heard.
Preparing for your arrival.
And we just heard your first guests who are coming,
how excited
or our first guests.
Was she? Yes. Oh, yeah.
We can't wait. We absolutely can't wait. Katie, what's going on? Your voice sounds like you haven't got sick on us just before our big tour, have you?
No. I've just got off the plane. Well, I got off the plane last night. Okay. Got off the plane, had to go see my parents who are here.
Had to.
Oh, can you imagine if I didn't, Carrie? Then I had to go see my other son, one of my sons who was playing in his basketball grand tournament.
Oh, wow.
I know. I had a big day. And then we had to go out to dinner, eat mortadella and drink Lambrusco.
Can I ask, did your parents give you any attitude about the fact that you weren't there for the first week of their trip?
No, no, because I operate on your principle, Husey, which is the best method of defence is attack. So when I saw them, I said, why didn't you get on the $5 roaming plan? We can't call you.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Hey, very Katie, good.
Katie, what are some of the must-dos while we're in Bologna?
Well, you know, because are you into vehicles? I think Ducati's here.
Ducati, yeah, the most best motorbikes in the world. Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, and you can go on a motorbike.
No,
no, no. You can go on their track.
Things like that. Yeah, I'll crash it. I crash everything.
I went on the back of Mick Doohan's motorbike once. Did I tell you that?
What did you get up to?
300 kilometres an hour. Have you done that?
Oh, my God.
That's the scariest thing I've ever done. No
doubt. Do you know what's hurtful about this whole thing?
Oh, my God. What's that's making me feel sick.
I was with you.
Are we there together?
Yes.
Were you both on the same motorbike?
No.
Oh, you did that as well, did you?
Yeah. Yeah, I was with you.
You were memorable.
But we weren't on the same bike, though, were we?
It was a double dink.
I had to do it twice. Did you have to do it twice?
No, I only did it once.
Oh, did you scream?
The project guy said, we didn't get enough footage, you got to do it again. I'm like, I don't want to do it again.
Well, they just wanted to put you through it again. That's all that was
happening there. Was that the scariest thing you've ever done, Tommy?
I was going to say, I reckon I agree with you. That you get so close to the ground and you see it just whipping my face.
Oh, my God.
And you start to feel the back of the motorbike slip out a bit. And
oh, my God. Don't. You're making me stress.
Okay, I'm crossing off Ducati factory.
Surely there's something food related. We just want to come and eat and drink and be merry.
Yes. Well, that's what you mainly do. And then you walk around. It's so hard to
conceive. None of the walking bit.
That you, well, not very far.
It's a walking city.
Not very far, Carrie. But you're steeped in beauty.
History.
Like the buildings are like from, you know, the 1500s or earlier.
Amazing.
And everything is beautiful. I cannot convey to you. It's just stunning.
And they haven't knocked any of the buildings down to build Westfields or anything.
No skyscrapers. How can a city operate if we don't knock down the old buildings and put up skyscrapers?
See you tomorrow. Well, see you tomorrow. We won't see you tomorrow. We'll see you in 2 weeks. But we'll give it the chance for another winner to come with us to see you.
Yes, tomorrow we're going to do it, guys. We get the joy. Yes.
Yeah. Awesome.
What's your status at the moment, Tommy, by the way, just for the women?
Just usual. Legend.
So it's single still? Or
we're going to find him someone overseas, we reckon.
We are. Not one of the people on the trip.
Well, you know what always happens. Yes.
Not a listener. You know what? Well, that's a different kind of trip that you're winning, isn't it?
It's always the tour guide.
All right. Well, if you want to date Tommy, download the Hit app and download your boarding pass for That's a Spicy Meatball Tour. Another chance to win tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Bye, all.
Tiny, but not so tough. That's another Carrie and Tommy catch-up done and dusted. For Tiny Tough, check out the new Tradie Baby Zipsters. With soft and stretchy fabric, the Tradie Baby Zipsters keep your little ones nice and comfy.